And we promised we'd give Eskom right of reply on the big issue that we led with at 3 o'clock, which was the protests that happened in Soweto this morning. And the reason that those came about was that Soweto residents said they're simply fed up of Eskom coming into their community and affecting the kind of disconnections that have seen many of them have to live without electricity for months on end as of the end of last year. Now, one of the questions that we put to them was why they thought that they should be treated differently to any other community, like Ivory Park or Orange Farm and others, Diepsloot, for example, that are experiencing much the same difficulties in terms of meeting the payments for their electricity connections, but also having to deal with issues like irregular and unlawful connections, as well as prepaid systems that are often not working properly either. So let's bring into the conversation Eskom to get their response to it. Good afternoon, Daphne Mokwena. She's the Eskom Senior Manager Customer Services in Gauteng. Are you, for some reason, targeting Soweto residents in regard to their electricity supply?
Let me start by greeting you, Joanne, and your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. Joanne, in Soweto, just like in every other area, if customers are not buying, we do implement our credit management process, which is obviously disconnecting those customers that are not paying. So the answer is, you're asking me, Soweto, are we disconnecting? Yes, we're disconnecting because Soweto, we do have customers, a significant number of customers that are residential customers in particular that are not paying Eskom.
All right. Now, of course, one of the residents who's representing a group of Soweto residents there, a gentleman by the name of King Sibiya, has spoken about the fact that there was a long-standing agreement that dates back all the way to 1992, where residents were initially paying a flat rate of 333 rand each. And you know, in his view, nothing post-1992 has really superseded that agreement or should supersede it.
Yeah. You see, Johan, I think I want to approach this question in two ways. So firstly, the residents of Soweto took us to court late last year and citing the same document, which we don't have a view of. Secondly, we cannot be treating Soweto customers differently like any other customers. I'm sure our customers, all our customers would agree that every customer is supposed to pay for his or her consumption. And flat rates, which is what Mr. Sibiya has cited on that particular document that we are not privy of, it cannot be. We have responded to the Sowetans or those that have actually submitted memorandums and have taken us to court to say this cannot be done because our tariffs are regulated by NERSA. We cannot give Sowetans a special treatment. And for the mere fact that a customer is consuming, that customer is expected to pay for his or her own services as per his or her consumption.
So I want to ask you about this 1992 agreement. How is it possible that you've not seen it? Does it not exist? Or have you, for some reason, not been able to lay your hands on it?
So, as I said, that in their court application, they cited this agreement.
Yes.
And we had requested via legal that we want to see that particular documentation, which we went to court. And that documentation till today hasn't been sent to us.
So do you think it doesn't exist? Do you think there was never such agreement in
it? If I haven't seen it, I would like to believe that it doesn't exist.
All right. Let me ask you about this issue that was brought up during my interview with King Sibiya in regard to estimating. One of the things he said was that your assessors who are meant to be meter reading are not actually going onto the properties and doing their jobs. They're simply estimating more often than not. Is that true?
Yeah. Joanne, as we all know, that we normally read our meters after 3 months or in 3 months. Time. And in Soweto, we've experienced, remember, if I read your meter, I need then to bill you after the 3 months to give you your actual reading. But in Soweto, we have experienced a lot of, or a myriad of pushback or in terms of meter reading and disconnection. Because if I've read your meter and I've billed you, I need now to come and disconnect you because you are not paying me. So we've been chased out. Our technicians have been chased out of the area when they have to do meter readings, when they have to do disconnection. Hence, then, obviously, we will at some point use your previous consumption to actually estimate you.
All right. So I want to look at another issue now, and I'm trying to get through these issues as quickly as possible because there are so many on the table, Daphne. Mm-hmm. But the mm-hmm. issue of certain people who say they have paid and have been cut off appears to be rearing its head from time to time. And I want to take a call in that regard from Bongani in Alberton, one of our listeners. Bongani, is that the experience that you have had in Soweto or anyone you know has had in Soweto?
Hi, Joanne. Thanks a lot for having that Eskom representative. The long and the short is that in one of my blocks, where my house is, they alleged that the transformer blew, and they told us we need to buy the transformer. They came, they gave us, they said, you must pay something like 6,052 rand. We have been going to Eskom in Randfontein trying to have a negotiation in paying. And they told us, no, we are not going to entertain you guys. You must pay individual, must come individual. We went there as individual. I paid the amount. And remember, I was told by Vusi, I was told by Mashudu, who are the senior managers, to say, once you have paid the full amount, we will reconnect you within 48 hours. I have paid. And guess what they said? Oh, no, we are sorry. Everybody must pay before we can recon. I've sent emails camping there. I demanded to see them. So they are lying when they say those customers who are paying, they cannot. They will connect them. I've got evidence. I've got emails. I've been going there.
All
that they have done, Joanne, they've just shush. When you send emails, nobody will respond. Even now, I even ask, okay, guys, I have paid. What must I do? Yeah. You want me to kokota again? They said, oh, we'll come back. You'll pay 18,000. But they've got my 6,052 rand. Even their meter reading is wrong.
All right. Very, very good point there, Bongani. Daphne, how do you respond to that? First of all, I mean, I'm curious as to why you're making residents pay for a transformer.
Look, Joanne, so if a transformer, and I think we've been communicating this extensively.
Mm-hmm.
So if a transformer has blown or a mini sub has actually blown up, we have been following and we've been communicating and we've gone to media, we've written to our customers to say, when a transformer has blown up, one of the root causes and that we have been experiencing throughout the years is that our transformers are blowing up because customers have bypassed meters.
All right.
Now, as Eskom, we normally just go in and replace these transformers or mini subs without even understanding what the root cause is. So we then took or jointly with actually the province made a media statement to say, we need to address the root causes because it doesn't help.
No, fair enough. I'm just very short of time here, Daphne. So we've established why you need to make residents pay for that because some of them have set up illegal
residents
connections.
Residents are not supposed to pay for that.
Yeah.
But residents are supposed to allow us to do audits, which has been unfortunately a to and fro, process where the communities would not allow us to come and audit, but in other areas they eventually do allow us to come and audit.
All right.
And once we've audited now and disconnected those that have breached their meters, as I take it that Mr. Bongani probably would have been one of the customers that would have breached, because those are the ones that would have fined the 6,052 rent. And once, obviously, you've paid the fine, you've given us the proof of payment, then we need to come and replace and reconnect the customer.
So why hasn't that happened, Daphne?
Yeah, I think I need to, I'll have to take the details of Mr. Bongani because this is the normal process that we follow.
All right. Okay. So there could be incompetence or negligence or something of that nature at work. What I'm going to do is, let me thank you first of all for coming onto the program, Daphne Mokoena, Eskom Senior Manager of Customer Services in Gauteng. Covered as much ground with her as we possibly could in the short time that we had. But we also are going to put her in touch with Bongani, one of our listeners from Alberton, who did pay his part for the transformer and has still not had his electricity reconnected. So it's pity that you have to come to a media house and explain your problem because you've been sending them communications, Eskom communications, regularly, and they've ignored you. And you've been sent from pillar to post, seemingly, by the managers, if Bongani is to be believed. But let's hope that the very least we can do for Bongani is get him reconnected because he's paid his part. Thanks very much to Daphne Mokoena.